Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me over the phone from the DWR, I have got Aaron Bott. Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Of course. Now, Aaron, this is the time of year where, you know, things are starting to happen that, you know, when the seasons change and we've got different hunts and different events coming up, this is that time of year where I can see that hunting season is upon us. The trailers and the side-by-sides and everybody is out and about and doing things on the weekends. And, you know, the youth need to know that there are things going on for them as well.
Yeah, that's right. The temperature is getting a little bit cooler, and I myself am excited to get out and about. We're happy that we've got an event locally held just for the youth to get them outside too. So this upcoming October 30th, we have a youth pheasant hunt, and it's limited to 15 participants. And the 30th is a Saturday, and we're inviting youth from around Carbon and Emory County and anywhere really to register for this event online and to come out and get some pheasants.
Oh, for sure. So tell me a little bit about this. Is there a certain location that needs to be, you know, where the kids are going, or how does this work?
Yeah, so the youth pheasant hunt is open to registration on eventbrite.com. And you can get on there and look up for the youth pheasant hunt in Emory County. This hunt will be taking place out at the Desert Lake Wildlife and Waterfowl Management Area. And again, it's limited to 15 participants. Division employees, DWR employees, will be bringing dogs. So you don't have to have a dog. You do have to have your own firearm. And at this wildlife management area, it's steel shot only. You can't bring any lead. And yeah, we'll walk you out through the fields with our dogs and help kids get some pheasants, hopefully. You just need to have a parent or a guardian with you, and it should be a lot of fun. You also do need to have passed your hunter safety course, and you also need to have taken a small game or a hunting license or a combination license as well.
Perfect. All right, so you just need to head on over to eventbrite.com, and you're going to be able to get all the information there, and it's going to be a great time. I encourage all youth to get out and do this. Now, Aaron, let's go ahead and talk about, you said that you do need to have your hunter safety in order to participate in this youth hunt. So what if somebody doesn't have that? What do they need to do to go about and get that?
Well, you can get online as well on the Utah Division of Wildlife website. That's utah.wildlife.gov. And you can look up information on courses that are being offered, online hybrid courses or live classes near you. And you can start to take those classes. And again, you can just find those at the division's website.
Fantastic. Well, Aaron, again, that youth pheasant hunt, it's coming up on October 30th. You can register online at eventbrite.com. Aaron, is there anything else that you wanted to mention this morning?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us over the phone and giving us all this information. Now, if you do have a youth that you would like to get them registered for this youth pheasant hunt taking place at the end of the month, make sure to head on over to eventbrite.com, find additional information. We'll also have some links available on our website, castlecountryradio.com. Aaron, once again, thank you so much for taking your time out of the day this morning to kind of give us the information on this youth hunt.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. That has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can listen to this interview in its entirety. Head on over to castlecountryradio.com.